I guess at the moment, is it all hands on deck for Raglan Arts Weekend?
Yeah, we're basically all about Raglan Arts Weekend. We've got the preview exhibition.
So Nikki demands a bit of help from you guys as well as you get close to the event?
Yeah.
Or needs?
Yeah, I do quite a lot of helping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the preview exhibition's on at the moment in the exhibition room, and I was there on the weekend, quite a few red stickered items, but are there still some artworks available for people?
There are.
You get a purchase?
Yeah, there definitely are. We've still got some of our 300 by 300 pieces for $200, which are a real bargain.
Yeah, and it's important to note that not only are you helping out, not only are you buying art, but you're helping the Arts Weekend happen by buying those particular pieces of artwork.
Yeah, those pieces are donated by the artist to support Raglan Arts Weekend, which is quite a big event, and we have to find a lot of money to make it happen. Yeah, so those pieces are donated, and that all goes towards supporting Raglan Arts Weekend. And the other pieces is our usual system, 70% to the artists, and then the remainder we split between operating costs of the old school and of the Arts Weekend.
Yeah, all right. It's a lot, isn't it, this Arts Weekend?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, I'm hearing from, like, I'm getting emails from Nikki and from Caleb at the moment, because Caleb's running the hatch. And they've got some interview subject lined up for me next week.
Yeah.
And, like, quite a few new ones this year as well, I think.
In the Arts Weekend, the hatch is mostly new. I think we've just got a couple of people coming back. And then, in the Arts Weekend, there's still sort of a core of artists that, you know, have been steady. But yeah, there's always a few people taking a break and then somebody else steps in, and it works out quite well, actually. I think quite a nice balance of new and old. It's always nice to see some new things, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I was kind of surprised at how often there are new artists. I guess people are moving in and out of Raglan and the arts world just like they are in most other sectors these days.
Yeah, and then sometimes people don't do it every year. Like, you know, maybe they're taking a break because they've got something else on, and then the next year they think they will,
I know some of the artists that I've talked to are quite introverted, and they do find the Arts Weekend quite overwhelming, having their studio invaded by hundreds of people.
Oh, it is. It's massive for the artists. Hey? They're just exhausted by the end of it. Also, setting up the studio is not a small job in itself.
I know. I bet most of the studios they're quite messy most of the time.
Yeah.
The studios, that's what I imagine an artist studio is like.
And the thing is, that's why you find the bread shop, talking to people you don't know is quite exhausting. And that's what the Arts Weekend is, isn't it? It's a huge stream of new people.
Yeah. All right, so that's we should say, so there's an opening event for the Arts Weekend, is there?
Yep, that's sold out now.
Okay, so we'll forget about that. The Hatch. There's an opening event for that.
Uh-huh, that's a free entry on Friday the 25th. Should be a really good night. It was great last year.
Here in the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
It was. People were very excited. I remember walking in. I'd been in and I'd helped set something up. And then I went out and I came back when all the people had arrived. And walking through the entryway out there, still outside, I could hear the noise. And it was just people having conversations.
Yeah.
But there were so many of them, and they were so kind of excited about, I don't know what, or the art, I guess, or the occasion. Yeah.
Well, last year's the first year we've really seen there were a few openings in town on the Friday before, and that was really lovely to see. And that's kind of what Nikki's aiming for, is bringing the event alive with some more openings and cocktail events and installations and workshops and all these things. Plus, of course, we've got the Country and Blues Festival that weekend. So.
Yeah, and there's some of that's happening at the old school too, isn't it?
Just one concert on Friday night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know who that is?
No. I don't.
No, we don't. I know you're not organising that. It's unfair to ask you that question, but I've got a thing here. Hold on. Penny Feather, Fred Moe, and Shane Hurricane Wills. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've just gone Friday night because obviously we're pretty busy after that with the actual Arts Weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So back to other things happening at the old school. What about clay classes? We always talk about clay classes. You've got a new term's worth about to start.
Yeah, we have. The kids, we've still got a couple of places left on Tuesdays, and we have still got places in the teens class, which is starting on Monday. So if there's anybody who's keen for that, then you really need to let me know right away.
Quickly.
You can book online, you can email us at info@raglanartcentre.co.nz, or you could call us. The office is 825-0023.
And that's something a new thing you're trying to get going at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, which is always
age group.
The new classes do tend to be a bit like that, Ian. I think a lot of the time the word of mouth comes from parents rather than from anything I do.
Yeah, yeah, or even, or the kids themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is why for the primary school ages, it's always popular. You've added another class this term as well, haven't you, for that?
Cause I think yeah, that's the Tuesday one. We have got a couple of species left in that.
Yeah, yeah, because it's unusual at this stage to have any spaces left at all for that age group.
Yeah, that one, because the majority of the spots were just filled so quickly. Mm. Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to keep that going with three classes.
What about for adults?
We have got Sarah Bing's Wheel Workshop starting the 4th of November.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Monday.
It's a Monday. Apparently
her husband plays golf, so in summer we have to do Mondays.
Okay, Monday evening or?
Monday evening, yeah, okay. 7 to 9:30.
Right, well, golf could be very important for a gentleman who's stressed from a hard week of work. Get out on the golf course, I don't know.
Well, I always used to wonder why she swapped from Mondays to Thursdays, and it turns out that's why.
That's why.
Golf.
Yeah, that's all right. That's what happens in families, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of juggling, as you know, I'm sure. Were anything else to say about clay classes? Any other clay classes further off planned for the future?
Justine's planning on doing a daytime weekend, just one day workshop. She did one the term before, and it was really good, just to come in, make something, and then Justine will fire it and glaze it, so it's just about the actual making. So, but she hasn't given me a date yet, but I will have that, make sure I've got that for next time.
And you have, every week, is it called Clay Shed Members Night? I'm not looking at the page right now.
Members Night on Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, and so anyone can join that, or do you need to have done a class beforehand to kind of get in the swing of it?
Yeah, we really do. Members Night's not for sort of tutoring. It's just for people to manage their own work.
Yeah.
So we do prefer people to have done a class. However, you know, if we don't have any classes available, then sometimes we can have a little bit of leeway on that.
Right. But yeah, but don't expect to turn up with green and be tutored.
No, give us a call. If you're wanting to get into clay, then, you know, have a talk to us.
Yeah, okay. All right. And that's, how long does that last?
Serious clap workshop.
No, the members night. How many
2 hours?
Is it? It's 2 hours.
Five
to
seven, yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. What else are we talking about? We talked about the arts weekend, and that's all about exhibitions, but you've got another exhibition coming up after that as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. We've got Lisa Cairns, a photographer who we know quite well. She's done exhibitions at the old school before, and she's a regular at the market.
Yeah.
And she's doing it with her friend Carol, whose second name I've forgotten.
Okay. Hi, Carol.
So that's a little bit different. We'll have Lisa's work and somebody else's work. And yeah really looking forward to seeing that. They're just running for from the 1st of November through to the 10th. So they'll be there for the market in November.
Mm. Now, I saw B-Rex's photo of...
Oh, yeah.
Of Whale Bay from the 80s. And my immediate thought was, I was looking at that, I was going, that man should do an exhibition of photos from that era.
Uh-huh, or at least we should pin him down and find out if he knows who's in the photo, because people keep asking,
is that so-and-so?
Is that,
yeah.
You know?
You don't know.
I haven't got a clue.
You weren't there that day.
But I do love the photo. It's great.
Yeah. No, but I think he must have, obviously he's got lots of photos from that era, I would say. That's logical. So surely, I think people who are not interested in photography as art, but just live locally, will want to turn up and see an exhibition if he put that on.
That would be great, isn't it?
Someone needs to twist his arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got all the framing at his fingertips, so
yeah,
no
that's
excuse,
right.
That's right.
He's a one-man exhibition, really. Yeah. What if he's got photos up at his place? All right, so what else? We really didn't have that much to talk about this time, did we?
No, because we're not. We're leaving because you're going to talk with movies. You're going to talk to Ken, though, about Stranded Pearl. So.
There is the rest of the movies, though, yeah. So Stranded Pearl is a movie at 4:35.
5 is the movie screening, but we're asked people to get there at 4:30 for the director and actors talk beforehand.
Oh, okay, right.
And then they're also going to do a question and answer session after the screening. Okay. They'll both be quite short, you know, just be a short talk beforehand, then the movie, and then you get the chance to ask any questions. So it's exciting to have a director in that. And an actor coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty. It happens rarely, but it's also happened a couple of times recently.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, any chance there is.
Yeah, yeah. Rogers
onto it.
So anyway, so that's Saturday afternoon. What about the movie for Saturday evening? Oh, Road to Patagonia. Haven't we seen that before?
Yeah. No. This is the 7th showing.
The 7th. So it's come. I thought you'd given up on it, but
no. There was still a bit of demand left. So it was just a problem was fitting it in. It's just finding where Roger could fit it in.
Yeah.
So I don't think this one's sold out yet, but the previous 6 screenings have all sold out. So,
okay, can you remind us what it's about?
It's a surf movie with a difference. It's about a journey. Okay. Journey. This man wants to have this motorcycle trip down the coast of the Americas all the way to Patagonia.
Right, okay.
And surfing along the way. And then he comes across various misfortunes, meets the love of his life. They go off into the Amazon and meet lots of indigenous people and hear their... There's a strong ecological theme to it as well.
I know, no wonder it's doing well in Reagan.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are all things that play really in. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Ecological themes.
Is it like documentary or drama?
Yeah, it's documentary.
It is documentary, yeah. Okay, so that's mm-hmm. what's happening in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's then.
And everybody who's seen it has loved it. Not just the people who like surf movies, the people who love... You know, other movies as well. Yeah, it's got a lot to it.
I just saw B-Rex walking across the road, over the road.
Should we go and wave him down?
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Barry, come and do a...
Sunday's movie, Marguerite's Theorem. Is that new?
It's had one showing before.
Okay.
So in French, subtitled.
Yeah.
About a mathematician, a young mathematician. It's not really about the math. That's the setting. It's about her life and...
Yeah.
And just a young woman learning about life, I suppose.
Okay. All right. So that's Saturday and Sunday this weekend. And give us the sales pitch. There's food and drinks. Tell us about that.
Yep. Licensed cafe and bar open.
Yeah.
Yeah. For every screening, we've got wine, beer, soft drinks, tea and coffee, homemade cakes that our volunteers donate as a fundraiser for the old school.
Well, yeah. That'll help with the Q&A after Stranded Pearl.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to sit. It's nice to sit there and, you know, give yourself a treat, huh?
Yeah, no, it is nice. It is nice. All right, now I think we've talked about everything. Oh, Backgammon shifted their monthly meet this month for some... Oh, because of the Arts Weekend, probably.
Oh, just, yeah, well, for Labour Weekend, really, just too busy. I think too many people doing things. So.
Yeah, so if you're interested in that and you don't know already, the Backgammon on Friday is now on Wednesday next week.
Yeah, all right, thanks,
And that's it. All right, thanks, Shona. See ya.